Chapter 2, Sex Miseducation. In the fifth grade, the girls were all ushered into the school multipurpose room, where it was explained to us that we could get pregnant at any moment. Well, at least our period would strike any minute, which meant we could hypothetically conceive a child. The problem is, Miss Brackett forgot to include the part about how we would get pregnant. She just left it at, it could just happen. No one was brave enough to ask questions, and if you don't know how you get pregnant, just that it might happen at any moment, it's a little scary. I would lie awake at night in my room, clutching my bed-in-a-bag twin sheets to my chin and wondering what could happen to impregnate me. If you were raised Catholic like I was, you already know from Sunday school that nothing really has to happen. You could go to sleep and wake up carrying baby Jesus. I've seen countless paintings of the Annunciation where Mary accepts the news that she is pregnant. But my favorite is Dante Gabriel Rossetti's at the Tate Britain in London. Mary is in bed giving the angel Gabriel a bleary-eyed look of, are you fucking kidding me right now? That's how we felt. Are you kidding me with this at any moment you could become a mom stuff? We lived in a primarily Catholic and Mormon town, so our moms definitely weren't chatting among themselves about periods. When any of my friends' moms talked to them, it was to simply hand them some pads. I certainly wasn't going to talk to my older sister about it, and because I could barely decode Tampax commercials, I looked for information in books. Naturally, my friends and I turned to Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, Judy Blume's classic 1970 menstruation how-to disguised as a pre-adolescent narrative. Among us 10 and 11-year-olds, the book became required reading, and we ferreted out dog-eared copies from the local library, big sisters, and a few progressive mothers. Some girls, like me, just skipped to the blood pages. They'd hand me a copy, and I'd fan through the pages to the good parts. Then I'd pass the wisdom on to the next girl. Here, I'd say, pointing. Then here. We needed answers because it was all so scary. The idea of bleeding randomly and accepting it as natural seemed completely unnatural. After all, when you skinned your knee, you ran for a Band-Aid.